Hello, my name is Ellie Murphy. I am 18 years old. Today is December 2nd, 2019, and I'm speaking with my mother, Melanie. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois. Melanie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What was your childhood like?
Well, I grew up on the north side of Chicago, and I went to St. Gertrude School. Mm. And we spent most of our time just running around the neighborhood and playing basketball. Sometimes we would play softball. We would go to the beach. We would walk around a lot. And we took public transportation all the time.
Nice. Okay. Were you close with your parents?
So-so. Sometimes. Mm. But not really that much as I got older.
Okay. Why is that?
I think we both wanted different things. We went different ways in life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you like high school?
I did. I loved high school.
Where did you go?
I went to St. Scholastica Academy in Rogers Park.
Mm-hmm. Did you like college?
I did. I like college very much.
What is your major?
I majored in speech pathology.
Okay. When did you meet my dad, Thomas Murphy?
I met your dad in... Well, I actually knew him in high school because I used to hang out with his sister. Mm. But we started dating after I graduated from high school, the summer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you've been together a while.
A long time.
What was your favorite high school and college story?
My favorite high school story was when I played basketball. It was my junior year, and we were playing against Regina.
Oh my gosh.
Dominican, and which was our rivals.
Oh my gosh.
And we were down by a lot, and they put me in at the last, I think it was about 30 seconds, to shoot a three-pointer, and I made it.
And you won?
And we beat Regina.
Oh my gosh.
In the championship.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And my favorite college story is probably when I went on a road trip with a couple of friends, and we went on a road trip to Mizzou.
Oh.
And we didn't really know anybody there, so we decided to just go there, and we happened to meet a lot of people and found a place to sleep, and we had a lot of fun.
Wow. Why did you want to go there if you knew nobody?
We just wanted to do something different.
Okay.
Wanted to get away for the weekend.
Nice. When did you realize you wanted to marry my dad?
Probably after I graduated from high school. From college.
Oh.
I think we wanted the same things, and so we decided to.
Oh my gosh. What was your reaction to finding out you were pregnant with me?
Very surprised and a little scared.
So was she a mistake?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we had already been married like a year.
Okay, that's a good time, I guess. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite memory of me and you together?
My favorite memory of you and me together would probably be like when you were a baby or when you were older?
Either. Or you could do both.
Okay. I think that I really liked when... Well, you were playing basketball, and we got to go away together to Key Lime Cove, you and me.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun. When you were a baby, I really liked taking you to the park to put you in the swings because you love to go on the swings, mm-hmm. and you love to go higher and higher and higher.
Okay.
And you and I were together for about 2.5 years before your brother was born.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to do in the future?
In general?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would love to eventually move someplace warm. I would like to retire sometime. But I definitely, my main thing is I would like to go and live somewhere that's on the beach.
Okay. Why?
Because I like warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
I love the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the ocean.
Okay.
And I want to be able to wear flip-flops all the time.
Yeah. Those hurt my feet, though.
Yeah. Well...
Okay. What are your expectations of me for the future?
Well, most importantly, I want you to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be able to support yourself and not rely on anybody else.
Okay.
I want you to continue to be able to do what you want to do and not what somebody else wants you to do. And be happy in your career.
Okay. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
Yes. I had an instructor in college. His name was Dr. Queasel.
Strange name.
It is. He was a very nice man. And when I was probably a junior in college, I had a rough time with some of the classes because they were very tough. Mm-hmm. And I almost dropped out of my major. But he took me under his wing, and he helped me. He would give me tutoring sessions. He would let me stay after class to help him. And in the long run, he's the one that wrote me the best recommendation letter to get into college, or mm-hmm. to grad school. And I wound up being his graduate assistant all throughout grad school.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
He taught me that grades aren't everything. He taught me that if you really want to do something, that nothing should stand in your way. Mm-hmm. And he taught me to believe in yourself mm-hmm. more than anything else.
Okay. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Well, I have three happiest memories, mm-hmm. and that's when my kids were born.
Aww. Isn't that painful, though?
Yeah, but after it's over, you don't...
You don't feel it?
You don't feel it.
No. Oh, good.
No.
Aww, okay. Yeah. What are you proudest of?
Well, I'm proud of all of you guys. I'm very proud that you decided on the college mm-hmm. that you want, and very proud that... you are following your passion and that you are so confident.
Thank you.
And definitely proud that you were able to go to another country all by yourself and get there and get home and not get lost.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I hope I'm remembered as a mom that my kids can come to with anything that they want. Know that they can tell me anything. Mm-hmm. They can call me anytime they want, and I will help them out. No questions mm-hmm. asked, and never, ever, ever judge them.
Okay.
All right.
If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Well, I would say definitely, I would reiterate what I said to you before, that what I want for your life is to be happy before anything else, to never rely on a man to support you, be able to support yourself, and if it makes you happy, then you should do it.
Okay. For your great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
I would want them to know that I think it's very, very important to tell people what you think, mm-hmm. but it's also very important to know when to shut up.
What is your favorite part about our family?
I think my favorite part of our family is we kind of all do our own thing, but when we get together, we have a lot of fun together, and we don't really expect anything of mm-hmm. one another. Mm-hmm. We just enjoy being around each other when we can.
Okay. I like that too. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite part about living in Chicago?
Well, my favorite part about living in Chicago is it's, even though it's a huge city, it kind of feels like a small town. Mm-hmm. And you kind of seem to know you know a lot of people, and a lot of people that you grew up with never leave.
That's true. What is your honest opinion on our family? Like, extended to?
Well, everybody has their issues. I sometimes wish we were closer.
Yeah.
But I think all in all, I think we do pretty well when we get together.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add for this interview?
No, I've definitely enjoyed the interview.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you did very well presenting questions.
Thank you.
And I had a great time.
Okay. Well, that was Melanie Murphy, my mother. And thank you for anyone who is listening. Have a great day.